Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
All the comparisons between state and Carolina baseball prove there is no comparison. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. I guess the Raleigh newspaper has to treat the two accomplishments about equal. NC State's first sensational season in, what, 45 years versus Carolina's ho-hum sixth trip to the College World Series in the last eight tries. The headline calling it a season to remember. The parallel stories down both outside columns and the by-the-numbers breakdown. Ah, yes, by-the-numbers. I like the number two, signifying State's second trip to Omaha since Richard Nixon's first term as president. And the Wolfpack's program-high 50 victories, nine short of the Tar Heels' all-time high of 59. And, of course, State's preseason number 8 ranking, which it lost midway through the spring and never regained top 10 status, while UNC began number 1 in the polls and finished number 1 in most of them. Certainly, congratulations to State coach Elliott Avan for returning his school's team to the College World Series since he was a teenager. The Pack now talks about getting back to Omaha next season like it's a done deal, which it certainly is not, even with Carlos Rodon returning for his junior year. That reminds me of how Carolina basketball recruits against schools trying to build a program. Son, they can tell you all they want about what they're going to do. Look at what we have done, so why don't you come here and help us continue that? Rodon, who, as we've said before, will be in the big league someday, is the barometer for this new aspect of the red-blue rivalry. As a great career as he's had, Rodon has a losing record against the Tar Heels the last two seasons. And that monumental victory in the opening round in Omaha was easily erased when the Tar Heels sent Rodon and State packing 4 days later. Really, the only worthwhile comparison you can make is that each team hurt the other's chances of winning the national championship. For the understated, underrated Mike Fox, having the program he's built over the last 8 years trumps one breakthrough season for any school. The guy just keeps signing up and coaching up great players, more from North Carolina than ever before. And the underclassmen he has coming back, from long Landon Lassiter to streaky Sky Bolt to tremendous Trent Thornton, means the Tar Heels will be back in Omaha again before the Wolfpack ever has another chance to sniff the Nebraska air. And you can bet on that comparison. This is Archansky. See ya.